Hosea 14. Israel, return to Yahweh your God, for you have fallen because of your sin. Take words with you and return to Yahweh. Tell him, forgive all our sins and accept that which is good. So we offer our lips to you as sacrifices. Assyria can't save us. We won't ride on horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. You are our gods. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. Well, this is now the end of the prophecy. And of course, the appeal for Israel to return to their God is based upon Hosea's desire that Gomer would return to him, even though she technically was still married to him. They never actually divorced, yet she wasn't with him, was she, in her heart. And so he wanted her back, and God wants his people back. And when we, who are also sinners, make that move toward God, you understand how happy God is. And if you can influence another person to make that move back to God, what pleasure and joy you're giving God in the triumph of the invitation of the gospel in another life. I will heal their waywardness. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. He says, I will love them freely, but earlier God said, I will love them no more. Again, in Hosea, you have this unique insight into how God feels, into his feelings. That, in one sense, right, that's it, too much. I will love them no more. They shall return to Egypt. But then in another place, I will love them freely. They shall not go to Egypt. This God is our God, with these very real feelings. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, send down his roots like Lebanon. Men will dwell in his shade. They will revive like the grain and blossom like the vine. So I think that this again is God's vision of them in the kingdom. He so wants them to be in his kingdom. Like we read in chapter 13, he says, oh, but you're sinning and you won't stop sinning. Then he says, oh, but I will resurrect you from the grave. He looks forward to that. And then he says, oh, but you're still sinning, etc. So you have this, well, absolutely amazing insight into how God feels, that he really wants to save, and he has these continual thoughts of salvation in his heart. Ephraim, what have I to do any more with idols? I will answer and will take care of him. I am like a green fir tree. From me you will acquire fruit. Who is wise that he may understand these things? Who is prudent that he may know them? For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the righteous walk in them, but the rebellious will stumble in them. Well, that's the sum up of the whole thing, this amazing book that's got these amazing insights into the feelings of God, all reflected really in the relationship between the prophet Hosea and the prostitute Gomer. Who's wise to understand this? And what have you got to understand? You've got to understand the amazing love of God, his desire to save, and yet his necessary judgment of sin and his anger when people abuse that love. Who's prudent that he may really know these things? Well, the real wisdom then is to know this and to give yourself to God. It doesn't mean you won't sin. It doesn't mean he wants perfection, but to promise yourself and to promise him that I, who am not such a beauty, not such a beautiful woman, but I promise you that for all my weakness, I'll be your faithful woman. And I won't go whoring around like Gomer did. I'm not perfect, and I shall be weak in my own way, but I love you, and I will be your faithful, loyal woman to the end.